talking to Jordan, you know, he couldn't be more impressed with your approach, how you've been, how things have gone. How has he impacted you, helped you, and what kind of relationship do you think you two are developing?
We're developing a great relationship. I know, you know, rarely do you come to a situation where the guy in front of you who's proven himself opens his arms to you the way Jordan has done for me. And what it does for me is it reminds me to continue to grow as a player and, you know, to reach where he's at and to continue to, you know, go to war with him, to battle with him every day in practice and things like that. He's a great guy, you know, off the field and on the field.
As a rookie, you know, you sort of have to establish yourself. You have to prove that you belong. It seems like you guys do extra work, do extra things together. Is that part of that process in your mind?
Well, it's about being a team, you know. This is the team. It's not about, you know, rookie. Just like in college, it wasn't about freshman, sophomore. You go in with the guys that you carry on the roster. And, you know, if I'm privileged enough to be one of those guys, you know, I think I want to be there where they can count on me.
When we sat down with you right after being drafted, you said, I always want to be one, known as one of those guys that's willing to get dirty. I want to get dirty. I'm not afraid of that. Is that happening out here with the guys that you've been around? Is that the sense that you're getting from, as a group, that you're getting from this team?
We have a very unselfish team, you know, and when you talk about getting dirty and, you know, doing all the little things, you look at a guy like DeMarco Murray. You know, today he's running around, you know, taking all the carries, gets back. You know, he could easily say, you know what, I've done enough. He just continues to go after it every day. You know, you tip your hat to a guy like that. Sam Bradford taking the reps he can. Mark Sanchez going at it the way he does. You know, it's great to see leaders on the team continuously go hard every day in practice. You know, it reminds you that this is the type of team that wins games.
Nelson, thanks.
Sam's obviously limited in what he can do, but what is he doing in the locker room, off the field, to kind of establish himself so far as you know, trying to be a leading quarterback?
He does a great job throwing the football, for one. You know, every time, if you guys watch him out here, spins the ball well, but he's also a good person. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't always have to be the loudest one, but he's a good man. You know, he's a good teammate. He's built a relationship with me. I have a lot of respect for him. Mm-hmm. Same with Mark. I have a lot of respect for Mark also. He's been a great teammate to me. Mm-hmm. And those guys do a good job out here throwing the football.
How's your relationship with Eric Rowe, your draft classmate?
It's very good. I think Eric is doing a great job. You know, he's been out here every day, and we go after it, and he's giving me some looks that, you know, I watch constantly on film. You know, it's been times where he's put his hands on me. You know, I think I've had a good release, and his length and his physicality, you know, makes me continuously watch the film to why, you know, I didn't get open or why, you know, I was, you know, kind of pushed off my landmark and deals like that. He's done a great job.
Do you talk with him about the things you're going through, the adjustment process?
Better the plays. As things are going, I'm just like, I give him credit, and I'm just to remind him, you know, I see what you're doing, like things like that, and I'm going to try to counter it. And I think it goes back and forth just like that, and that's how it should be.
There's been a few points where you've done a good job of high-pointing the ball, attacking it in the air. Is that something you feel like you did well at USC or something you've worked on here?
Well, I want to continue to grow in that part of the game because that's what it's about, being a wide receiver. You know, ball's in there, you got to go get it. And, you know, yesterday I think I did a good job of that. You know, today I want to continue to do it, whether it's routes on there with defender around me, no matter what, I want to attack the ball aggressively.